I'm Kathleen Schock. The Mariposa County Unified School District has been open since October, and teachers are working hard to keep classrooms safe. But as FM89's Sarith Hawk reports, the district is the first in our region to vaccinate educators, giving it another tool to keep people healthy.
Typically, the stage in Woodland Elementary School's cafeteria is used for pep rallies and performances. But on this Thursday afternoon in mid-January, it's been transformed into a vaccine center. Bill Peterson holds onto his health information packet as he walks behind the stage curtain. Nurses are stationed there with vaccines. Peterson sits down, joking with them, before he rolls up his sleeve.
Which arm would you prefer?
Right, I guess.
Okay, you got it. One, two, three.
He's about to become the first school staff member to be vaccinated for COVID-19, not just in Mariposa County, but the entire San Joaquin Valley.
All done.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Peterson says everyone should get the vaccine when they can.
Because I think it's a thing to do. You know, there's people dying of COVID, but there's nobody dying from the shot.
He's been with the district for 34 years.
And I'm old, so I'm 78, so I thought I didn't even hesitate to take it. They signed me up, and it was great.
These days, he works part-time as a custodial foreman with the Mariposa County Unified School District. Woodland Elementary School Principal Sarah Matlock says it was symbolic for the custodial staff to get the vaccines first.
Because they've been really on the front lines getting ready when we opened and getting our classrooms and cafeteria sanitized every day and really doing a lot of extra duties.
While the Mariposa County Health and Human Services Agency prepares vaccines inside the cafeteria, the school's outdoor field is filled with students during recess. The county has already vaccinated its healthcare workers, which clears the way for educators. Principal Matlock says more than 300 students are on the campus daily, with about 40 full-time and part-time staff members. Mariposa is in the red tier, which means schools have been able to remain fully open with strict safety protocols.
So we've had those in place all year, and we've been able to keep our students and staff safe as a result. So masks, sanitizing classrooms much more than we did in the past, cohorting all our students.
Cohorting means sectioning off kids into classroom groups that interact only with each other. Matlock says this protocol makes it easier to contact trace should a student become infected. And now educators have another option to protect themselves.
Any allergies to immunizations before?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Like Matlock's daughter, Samantha. She works as a teacher's aide at the school and is about to get her shot. The nurse tears open a needle packet and gets it ready.
So we'll keep you here for 15 minutes just to make sure that you don't have any reaction. Go ahead and relax that arm and let it hang.
The whole process takes a matter of seconds.
All right, little poke on, three, relax it, let it hang. One, two, three. All done. Let me put a Band-Aid on it for you.
Samantha works primarily with fourth and fifth grade classes. She looks forward to the vaccine helping things feel more normal. After all, she's seen firsthand how the safety protocols have changed the learning experience.
You know, if you're working on certain projects, you can't use a lot of hands-on activities. Like, say you're using like cubes for math or something like that, and you have to make sure they're sanitized and like... It's just a lot of extra steps to make sure we're following those protocols, and it's difficult.
Okay, you're going to take these forms to the nurse in the pink pants. Here is some packets of information for you.
Doug and Kathy Chappelle are both retired teachers still involved in the district. They arrive ready to get their vaccines.
Super excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Kathy Chappelle serves on the Mariposa County Unified School Board. Doug works as a substitute. He says he was impressed by how quickly students adapted to the new safety measures.
Once we got a mask that they felt comfortable with, I never had any problems.
Chappelle saw the difference when he subbed at the start of the school year, when only distance learning was an option.
Because I have them on Zoom, and you can see the kids in the background, you know, the dogs jumping on them, and, you know, they're playing around with this, or their little brother and sister would come in the room, and they'd be distracted. And
Kathy says one of the hardest things for students to deal with in distance learning is the isolation.
We're a rural area. A lot of children don't have a lot of other social opportunities. at least being in their cohort, they had, yes, it was somewhat limited, but it was still social.
Kathy says about 15% of students in the district are not participating in classroom learning. She and other teachers hope that the vaccine will make it possible for every student to be back in school. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.